Vayter in Shas, we are in Daf Yud Beis, picking up on the very bottom of Yud Aleph Beis, bottom of the page, second to the last line. Although we did this a drop, we left off in an interesting matzah. We should have done another line, but we're in a little figuring out the cheshbonus of what are the 70 years. You know, there's the exile, 70 years, the Yidden out of, and they're coming back. They're going to come back after 70 years in Golus. So the question is, how was that cheshbon? What was the 70 years? And we saw that they made mistakes, and therefore Belshazzar, he ended up taking out from the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and the Big Day Kahuna he wore. He ended up dying from it. Ahasuerus made the same mistake, but it's a little bit different on his calculation, but he was wrong. And that's where we start from. Sof, Kama Betzeren, how much off was he from Ahasuerus? What do we have to do? Kama Betzeren, how much do we have to make it less? The answer is Chadse, 11 years from Yochin and the Chorban Abayis, Iu Kama Malach. So let's work that out. So how many years was Ahasuerus the king? Arbeisai is there for 14 years. According to that, even though he did it in the third year of his reign, he was 11 years off. So Bar Beisar today, Ibe Le Mivne Beis HaMikdash should have been the 14th year that Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. Alma Ksiv, Alma Ksiv, Ba'adayin B'telas, Avidas Beis HaLukin, Di Rishalayim. So what's pshat that they still didn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? It should have been rebuilt then. Amarava, no. Even then, the years in the counting is confusing and it was off. He says, Shem and Mikutos, however, there were years that were Mikutos, that were chopped. In other words, that they would count years, they doubled up on them. A beep turned the page off your base, meaning to say, he said, like, guy A had 1 year, guy B had 2 years. It was year two, even though really it wasn't year two, it was still part of year one. So it was off on the count. Tanya Namayach Vibrasa supports this. V'od Shana Acheres LeBavel, it was another year for the 70 years for Bavel. After Belshazzar ended up dying, Vamadayavish got up and he filled in that year and ended up. So basically, the count is off and confusing, and everybody was off in the way they stood in. Amar Rav, Av Daniel Tabahai Chushbina. Even Daniel was off in terms of making his cheshbin. The Pasuk says, Bishnas Achas Amalcha, Ani Daniel, Binosi Basfarim. I sat down with Bonain to really contemplate and understand, like, what's going on over here. So even he himself was confused in terms of what was the cheshbon over there. Mitak Amr Binosi Mechladata must have been he made a mistake and eventually ended up getting the right one. That's sincere for Daniel. Says the Malach Gavriel came and he said, nice try. But yeah, you were off. So let me explain to you the numbers. Mikom Makom Kashu Koyada. Still, we have a problem because we're two different psukim which go against each other. We have one pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says that when 70 years are completed for Bavel, I'm going to remember you. So it sounds like the 70 years starts when Bavel is done, is finished. However, right, we have another pasuk in Daniel that says to complete the 70 years from the ruins of Yerushalayim, which is 18 years after Bavel took over. Right, so after it was 18 years later. So which is the actual starting point? And the Gemara is going to answer that really the starting point is talking about from the second pasuk. And in the first book, it says 7 years from the beginning of Bavel, when they fall, Hashem is going to remember us. That's the lashon that it says. It doesn't say he's going to redeem us, but remember us. We're going to start making our way back and even rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, but it's going to stop for 18 years and only then redemption. Let's read inside. Exactly what I just said. Ksiv Malos LeBavel says after the 70 years are done for Bavel that I'm going to remember you. Okay, sounds from the time that Bavel started their whole shtickle from their beginning, it's going to be 70 years later. Ksiv LeChavos Yerushalayim, but then it says by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was 18 years later. Amarava LePikida BaAlma. The first one was talking about that Hashem is going to remember us. That's what it means, but not that it's going to be the redemption. It's just going to be the beginning of the process. Behind the Ksiv, Ko Amar Koish Melech Paras, Kol Mamachos Ha'aretz, Nosanli Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, Hu Pakad Alai Livnos Lo Bayis Bishlaim, and He Pakad Alai, He sent me up to go ahead and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But again, it's on the second pasuk over there, the 7 years, not for the first. Darsh of Nachmar of Chista, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Ko Amar Hashem Lemishicho Lekoresh, Asher Chazakti Bimino? What does it mean when it says that Hashem said, so says Hashem Lemishicho to the one he was Moshuach, that he set up, that he appointed, to Koresh, whose right hand I have held. V'chi Koresh Mashiach Haya? What is he considered? Mashiach? Why do you say that? Ela Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lim Mashiach. No, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Mashiach, Kovel ani lecha Koresh. He says, I'm complaining to you about something to do with Koresh. Ani amarti hu yivne beis yivik habetz galuyos. I told him that he should go and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and that he should be mekabetz all the galuyos, all the people that are in galus. But instead of him going and doing it himself, all he did was, v'omer mi b'chem mikol amo v'yal. Anyone who wants to come up, whoever wants to do for Hashem, Hashem is going to be with him and come up and rebuild Yerushalayim. So he let them do it, but he should have done it himself. Now we go through a whole series of drushes from the Pesukim. Very kedai to stop right now. Go get a Megillas Esther and just read through the first perek. Then you're going to get a understanding of these Pesukim. Okay, here we go. Chel parasum madei hapartimim. The pasuk says that he ended up making a party. And it says, ksiv, chel parasum madei hapartimim. So first off, we go and we say that it starts by saying that it's pras and then madai, and then it says madai upras. It sounds like pras was really the ikar one and madai was secondary. Then it says that madai was ikar and pras was secondary. They made it tonight amongst themselves. If we are going to be the kings, if we're malachim, then you're going to be the rulers, the ones that are right below us, like the governors. The flip, then it's going to be the flip. Next, Barosos Osher Kvod Malchuso made this party in order to show them all of his wealth. Amar of Yosef Chanina Malamit Shalavish Big Day Kahuna. What it means is he wore the Big Day Kahuna, the Kohen Gadol's clothing. Rashi says Shahayu Biyado Sham Big Day Kahuna Gadol Shevinu Yishalayim. He had it there and he put them on. Ksiv Hachad, it says over here Yekar Tferes Ugdu Lasso and Ksiv Bahem. It says over here about the idea of the party that this Lashon, and it says over there when it talks about the Big Day Kahuna Lechavod Ule Sefares. So we see the same Lashon there, therefore understanding war the Big Day Kahuna. Next, when he finished those days, 180-day party, what did he do? He then did a 7-day party. Some say he was intelligent and smart. One says he was smart. The other one says he was a silly boy. That he was smart. The smart thing that he did is that he first made a party for all the people that are far away. Because his own people that are right around him, he's able to be mefai. Him whenever he wants, he could appease him whenever. So therefore, he does the far ones. Says no, he was not intelligent. The he should have done his own people first. The because if have people coming against him, he'd have people that were actually backing him up. He should have done it his own people. They came along and asked the question of Shimon Bar Yochai. Why is it that the Sonim Shaisal, meaning the Yidden, why did they have to deserve to get killed in that generation? He said, what do you mean? You tell me. You tell me the reason. Oh, so they said back, because of the fact that they ended up getting Hana from the Suda of that Rasha, from the Suda of Achashverosh. So he says back to him, Im Kain, Shabashushan Yergu. If that's true, Amar Lahem, the Bach adds in, Amar Lahem, so Rishon Mechai says back, if that's really the case, then why is it that it was all the Yidden? It should be only the people that were in Shushan, because they're the ones that are involved in the party. Shabachol Olam Kulo, Al Yergu, the rest of the world should be fine. Amalo, so he said back to him, Emar Ata, he says, okay, so then you tell us what's Pshadas. Amalahem, Ebnei Sheishtachvel Tzelem, because they bowed down to a Tzelem, they bowed down to an idol. Rashi says, Bimei Nevuchadnetzai, this is talking about earlier, because they bowed down to Nevuchadnetzai's idol. Amalo, V'chi Maso Panem Yesh Badavar. So he said, so if that's the case, so then Ein Zochel Neis, Rashi says, why is it that they survived? They should be gone skis. They only did it in a way that that they showed it, like as if Rashi says Meira, they did it out of fear. It wasn't internal, it was an external thing. That it's like showing it to them, but it's not really that he was going to destroy them. It says in the pasuk in Eicha, "Kilo ina mi liba vayage b'nei ish." He doesn't willingly go against, try to cause pain for them. It was something that was only, it is an external concept that they shouldn't have an internal. Okay, next part of the pasuk we said, where was this party? It says, "Bachatzer ginas bisan amelech." It was in the garden, or the chatzer, it was in the courtyard, and in the garden, in the house. So where was it? Rav Shmuel, Chadam, or Havoi lechatzer lechatzer. There was different levels of people there. Those who were fitting to get in the chatzer, you had different,
what do you call it, clearance, you know, and levels of VIP-ness. You got closer and closer, more and more chashev. He actually put them in the chatzar, but it couldn't hold them. So then he spilled out into the gina, into the garden, getting closer to the kingdom, to the house, to the palace. Until finally brought them into the palace, and it was a huge place it can carry them. Really, he put them in the chatzar and opened two openings on both sides. The Bison, one towards that palace, one towards there, so they can have room. Chor karpas tchilas, so they had beautiful curtains that were all over the place. My chor, what does it mean when it says chor? Rav Amar chari chari, that it had a bunch of different holes all over it. Rashi says ma'isa machat melechas amitzos, that the work that was done on these sheets, ha'isa asuya nekavim, the kavim had a very, it was very holy. Shmuel Amar milas levana hitzia lehem. He set up a melech levana. It was a white wool that he spread out for him. Chor loshen chiver, like someone says, white, clear. Karpas, Amar Rav Yossi, Bar Chanina, karim shel pasim. It's pillows of pasim, of nice, beautiful wool. Al glile kesef amude sheish mitosav v'chesef. There was silver, the silver and marble and couches they had there. It was made of gold and silver. Tanya. Those who were fit to have silver had silver, and those who had gold had gold. You're going to cause a lot of jealousy there because you're going to see they're not in the highest levels. Each one is in different levels. Rather, it was actually silver, the couches, but the legs of them were made out of gold. It was on the ground, which is Bahat Vashesh. Amarav Asi. Avonim shemeschotetos abaleim. These are stones, like precious stones that their owners run after to look for them. Rashi says, "Ritzpa asalhem ba avonim chatutos klomer shelo bo lidei adam ela b'torech." It didn't come for a person easily. You had to work for them to find them. Shemchatetim achazirin baleim. The owners would look acharem. Atzav mosim asal b'damim b'karmi until they found them with very, very expensive. V'chein omer avni nezer misnosesos aladmaso. Also, we find Lashon misnosos comes up in Pasuk in Zechariah that it was something you had to have a lot of nisyonos. In other words, in order to get it, it's really hard to actually get such a thing. V'dar v'sucheres. We also had dar and sucheres. Rav Amar Dari Dari, that it was set up in Rashi says shuros shuros saviv. It had these rows of stones all around. Shmuel Amar Evan Tuva Yesh Bekracheyam. There was this really precious stone that was found in the oceans. V'darishma was called Dara. And Oshiva v'emsa suda v'yir lehem kesarayim. And they put it in the middle of the suda and it lit up for them. Rashi says v'zucheres is lashon saharu. It would light up the whole area. The very Bishmaltan, it says Shakara Duror L'chol Bale Sechora. What does it mean when it says V'dar V'Secharis is that he gave them tax exemptions. Rashi says also Nachas Ruach L'Bei Malchuso L'Havirin Meches Shel Sochim. Took off all the taxes for the business people. And they gave them lots of stuff to drink and golden cups and all mikelim shonim. Mishunim, by the way. So it should say mishunim, which means all different types. Why does it say shonim, which sounds like it's repeating? The lishnos means to repeat something, like the lashon shana, a year. Shana means it repeats itself. And so here we go again. So Amarava, Yisabaskal v'Amarlem, heavenly voice came out and says, Rishonim kolim ipnei kelim. He says, you know what happened? There were people that came before you, meaning Belshazzar v'chaburasa, Belshazzar and his posse. They came before you, and they got destroyed because of the fact that they were using the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And here you go again. V'atem shonim b'hem. And now you're going to go ahead and you're repeating exactly what they did. Those who don't learn from history are doomed to fail their history test. V'yayin malchus rav. V'yayin malchus rav, which means that they had a lot of wine going on over there. Amar Rav. Rav explains that the malamit shekol echad ve'echad hishke yayin gadol emenu b'shanim. Everyone had wine that was a bit greater than them in years. You had a year, whatever year you were born in, it was the year at least before you. V'ashtia kadas. And the drinks was done kiddus, which means according to the law. My kiddus, what law? I'm Rav Chanan Mishum Rabbi Meir Kadosh Torah, like the law of the Torah. What does that mean? Rashi says, Achilas Mizbeach Meruba Mishtiyah. First, let's read it. It says, Kedash Shel Torah. Ma Dash Shel Torah Achil Meruba Mishtiyah. Just like the dust of the Torah is that the eating is more than drinking. Afsu Dash Shel Torah Rasha Achil Meruba Mishtiyah. So to the Sutta of that Rasha, there was more eating than drinking. They had a lot of food that they're eating as well. And Rashi explains that what we're talking about over here is that like Karbanos. And you bring Karbanos, there was a lot more food stuff that was put in, only a little bit of wine that was put there. So to the same thing. There was a lot of wine, but there's a ton of food over here. Ein Ones, what does that mean? That there was no Ones, no like pressure. I remember Lazar Malamich call Echad the Echad Hishkimu Yayin Midinah, so everyone drink from the wine of their place. Rashi says, Yayin Haragalbo, they're used to, Velo Yishkireyu, it's not going to make them Yishachreyu, I don't know how to pronounce it. Basically, they're not going to get drunk. Velo Yishteyu El Lefibitsono, only according to what they want. They could hold their wine. Lassus Gerson Ish V'Ish, to do according to each and every person's desire. Amarav Lassus Gerson Mordechai V'Haman, it means the desires of Mordechai and Haman. Rashi explains that they were the bartenders. Hey, Mirsar Hamaskin, Bemishta, they were the ones who were in charge of the drinks. Mordechai Dachsev Ish Yehudi, when it says to do according to every Ish, Mordechai says Ish Yehudi, Haman Bu Ish Tsar V'Oyev, an enemy of the Jews. All right, so it was called Ish. Gam Vashti Malchus Amishta Nashim Beis HaMalchus, also she did a party also. The Beis HaMalchus in the royal house. This is of Ahasuerus himself. I should have said she did it by the Beis HaNashim. Why Beis HaMalchus? Right? By the women's house. What is going on? Each of them had a mind to be doing an Aver. It's interesting. There were no women by the men's party, no men by the women's party, but they put the party right next to each other. So it should cause a bit of a problem. You know, this is like the old saying. Iyu Bekari, you know, the he with pumpkins, V'itzei. And his wife, beep, turn the page. Bitbutsine, with smaller pumpkins. Mepharshim explained that this is Rashi says Luim Kitanos, meaning that what says Rashi Klomer the Oso Min Atzmo Zen Noif Bezuno Efes Hu Omer Laharos the Siofia. He wants to show her beauty. Vehi Lekach Neskavna she Stakla Biofia, and she wanted people to see her beauty. By Yom Hashvi Kedov Lev Hamelech Beyayin, on the seventh day when his heart was good with wine, but rather way Beep Yod Beis Mebeis. I don't know if I said it. By Yom Hashvi Kedov Lev Hamelech Beyayin Otu Ad Ashda Lo Tav Libe Bechamer. What until then he wasn't filled with wine. He was drinking for 100, you know, many weeks already, months, half a year. Hamarava Yom Hashvi Shabbos. It was the seventh day. It was Shabbos. Oh, very nice. Yisrael, Ochlim Veshosen, Maschilim Medivrei Torah, Medivrei Tishpachos. You see the way the Jews behave, the way the Goyim behave. Yisrael, they eat, they drink, and they start singing Medivrei Torah and singing to Hashem. They drink and they start doing really bad things, silly things. This happened over there also. They were saying, these women are the most beautiful. No, these are the most beautiful. She says, Kli she'ani mishtamesh bo, the Kli that I deal with, Eino lo madia velo parsi, ela kasdi. She's not from this place. She's from Kasdi. You guys want to see her? I mean, she is a piece of work. She's a beauty. So Amrlo, they said to him, in, we want to see her. Bavach deruma, which has got to be Arum. She's got to be in the nude. We want to see her in the nude, in a birthday suit. Okay, so what's pshat that this happened to her? This is known as Mida Kenegi, Mida measure for measure. The way you behave is what happens to you. It teaches us that she used to take Jewish girls and strip them down and make them work for her on Shabbos. As they're too, also she has to do the same thing, strip down and come on Shabbos. That's what it means when it says that after this time, when the anger of Achashverosh calmed down, remembered what happened when he was Gozer Leah. Just like she did to these girls, that's what ended up happening, Dafka, to her as well. Wow. But she refused to come. Why did she refuse to come? Michti, Pritzava. Havai, she was a prutza. She was a disgusting person. Prutza, says Rashi. So the Amar Mar Shneim Levar Veriniskavna. Like we said, each one of them wanted to do a virus. So then, what's the problem? My time Allah Asai. Why wouldn't she come when she was called to come? She'd love to come. Amar Yosi Rachanina. He said Malamit Sheparcha Batsaras. It must be because she got Saras.
Rashi says we learn it from the Yerushalmi, Amesher Nigzer Aleh, from that Lashon, and we see Vayeshev Bis Achavshev Mitzura. There's another storyline which comes up, which we learn about Uzziyahu HaMelech, that he ended up having tzaras his whole life. So therefore we learn from Gezeirah Shavah that there must be shed tzaras. But Masnisa Tana, we learned in Abraisa, another thing. Ba Gavriel, V'asal HaZanav, Gavriel came, thank you, and put a tail on her. Or at least that's how we understood it. V'iksa HaMelech Mo'od, and the king got very, very angry. Am I Dalka Be'kulahai? Because the Pasuk says, he was like burning with rage. So what's going on? Amarava Shalchale, because she sent the message. Bar Ahur, I never knew how to say this. Bar Ahurai, Bar Ahurai, the Abba. You were just a stable boy. You used to work with the horses and shoveling for my father. And Abba Lakova Alpha Chamre Shase Velorazi. My father, he could hold his liquor. He could drink and he had no problem. Vahu Gavra, look at this guy. Ishtate Vechamre, this guy goes ahead and Miyad Vechamasa Barbo. He gets drunk immediately. And when he heard this, he got really angry. Wawa wiwa. Vayomer Melech HaChachamim. The Melech, I heard it from one of my Rebbeim, the Mashkiach, Torus Moshe, explained, I think from Shlomo Brevda maybe, or maybe the girl, I don't remember, but that really she whispered this, she sent this message, like, stable boy, you can't even hold your liquor. And because this message got brought to him, he said he was angry, but his anger burned inside of him because he wasn't able to show it. He was so angry because he couldn't, usually when you get angry, you say it out, what's bothering him. It was like, what are you so upset about? You could say, but here he couldn't say, he can't hold his liquor. It's the biggest insult. So he couldn't respond at all. And that's why he built and just built and built and built. So he says to the Chachamim, man Chachamim, who are these Chachamim? Rabbanim. It means Chacham, the Rabbanim, the great Torah scholars. Yodea Eitan, the people knew the time. Sheyodim la'aber shanim l'kvoa chadashim. They knew how to do the months and the years, the leap years, all that stuff. So Amru Dainu Ali, says, judge her for me. Like, help me, what do I do here? He knew who to speak to. Amru Hechinavit, they said to themselves, what are we going to say? Name Ali, Ketala, if we say that we should kill her, Lamacha Pasuk Lechamu, Ba'ilam Minan, then what's going to happen? Tomorrow he's going to sober up, and then he's going to come looking for us, and he's going to be really upset at us that we said to kill her. So Name Ali, Shafke, if we say just leave her, just don't worry about it, leave it. They come Mazalzal Machusa, but she was Mazalzal in the Malchus, can't do that. Amrulo, so they said to him, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, on the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, V'galidim at Serinu, and we were exiled from our land, Nitla Eitzim Imenu, we don't have advice anymore. V'ein Adi Yodim Ladun Dinei Nefashim, we don't know how to judge the lives anymore. Zil Gabe Amun Umov, the Yosef B'duch Tayu, why don't you go to these people that stayed in their place, and they know how to do it. Kechamer the Yosef Aldur Daye, it's like wine sitting on its stuff there, on the grapes, on the peels, which is the Shmarim, on the stuff that comes out there. So it's really, they're holding shtag. They know what to do. V'tayma amrule. And what they said was with tam. Rashi says, v'yafar amrulo. Devadei kenu shemitoch sha'adam shake daito miyushevis alav. I'm sorry, shake daito miyushevis alav. Because a person is quiet and settled, his das is good. Shenemar sha'anon mo'av minurenu v'shoketu el shmarav. When something sits by without movement and it just gets to rest and settle, so then it ends up coming a lot more clear, and they said a good vart. Moav minurav v'shoketu el shmarav, as the pasuk says, that Moav is chill from its young age and settled on its shmarav, on the sediment. And it wasn't thrown from one clay to another clay. Didn't go out to Gullus. Alkane, Alma Time will bow Rechel Nomer. His taste is still there and it didn't dissipate. Miyad, so immediately what does he do? He asked him what to do. Vakar Velov, Karshino, Shesar Admas, Tarshish. He asked advice from these people. Armor Relevi, Kopasuk Zeh, Al Shum Karbonos number. He says that all these, this Pasuk actually is talking about something else entirely. It's on the name of Karbonos. Rashi says that Vakarov Elov, Loshan Hakravas Karbon. Malachi Asharis is kiru lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a karbanos sheyakrivu Yisrael. The Malachim are coming to save Bnei Yisrael. They said like lefanav lasos lehem nekama bevashti v'tavu Esther v'timach tatel. Let's get rid of this Vashti girl and get Esther in there. Let her take over. And then we break down each one. Karshina, Armu Malchay Shar Safdei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchay Shar said in front of Hashem. Karshina, Ribono Shalolam, Klum Kriviv Lefanecha, Karim Bnei Shana. That's Karshina, right? Karim Bnei Shana, Kedar Shakir Yisrael Lefanecha. Just like the
the karbanos that they brought, the karban tamid that they used to bring for you. They didn't do that. And sheisar klum, hikrivil fenecha shtei torim, that's sheisar shtei torim, a lashon of two torim. Also the karbanos that they brought, admasa, klum banu fenecha mizbeach adama, that they built for you a mizbeach from the ground. Tarshish, klum shimshul fenecha bebigdei kahuna, did they serve you with a bigdei kahuna? The chsiv behu that says about the bigdei kahuna, tarshish v'sham v'yashve that has on it, meres, klum, mersu v'dam l'fenecha, that they go and they stir the dam in front of you, in order that it shouldn't congeal. This is when they were to go and bring the karbanos. So we learned in Yuma, they had to mix it. Marsena klum mersu b'menachos l'fenecha. Did they stir up the menachos? In other words, did they put everything in a way? Did they like knead it together that it should be brought properly? Memuchan klum echinu shulchan l'fenecha. Did they go ahead and they set up a table in front of you, like the talking about the Shulchan of Beis HaMikdash? So you should go, you should save them, because they did amazing things. Look at these Rishayim. Fayomer Memuchan, Memuchan speaks up. Tana, Memuchan Zehaman, boo. V'lam Nikra Shema Memuchan, why was he called Memuchan? Shemuchan Leparanos, because he was set up for bad things to happen. Rashi says, Omid Lios Tolu, he's getting ready to get go down hard, or actually go up high. Omer Av Kahana, Mikan Sheheriot Kovitz Berosh, we see that the headyot of the common person, he jumps to the top. Rashi says, Sharei, Mina Oso, Akasav Lebesof, he's the one that's mentioned at the very end, the Alma Garua, whom he kula, and who Kovitz Berosh, he was the last one, he's the lowest of all the servants there, of the wives that he had, and he jumped to the front, and he caused himself his own downfall. So what happens? He says, okay, no problem. He said, what to do? He goes, Kol Ish Sarah Bebe, so every man should be a ruler in his house. Clearly, he had Shalom Bayis issues, and his wife was ruling over him. So, what does he say to make to be that Sarah Bebe? So, Amar Rava, El Mali Igros Habishonos Lulishtaim, his son, so you saw Sarah Bepolit. If not for this first Gezerah, a silly, silly Gezerah, then Klaiso wouldn't have survived. Rashi says that Tahuksuk Behen Shoita Beina Umos. The rest of the world look at them like fools. It's a silly thing. She says, Nishtaim, his son, she saw Sarah Bepolit. Rashi, Shahayim, and Myron, Lahargan, Bemitzas Amelach, Vigeras, and Mitzayas, Velohoyum, when the second one came out to kill the Jews on a certain date, they wouldn't have even waited. They would have jumped on it. But this first letter was so silly that they didn't take it seriously. They didn't take the second one either. Amri, they said, my high the shadir lun, Leo's kol the shadir lun, they're sending us this thing, Leo's kol isora bebeso. Everyone should rule in your house. Obviously, pshita, filu karcha bebeso, pardashcha leheve. Rashi explains that even someone who's a weaver is a very shvacha person. He's the ruler in his house. So of course, silliness. You don't listen to the first one, then listen to the second one either. So you see an amazing thing. Hamanbu was coming to go ahead and write this letter. Really, the first one to speak out that he had something in his wife. He wanted to rule over his wife, so he had to do that. But because of his own shtickle, that actually brought about the downfall that nobody listened to him. And they set up all these people that want that you go ahead and get all the women so you can have a new wife. Amrav, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk? Kol arum yase bedas uksil yifosi velas. Any arum, which means a smart, intelligent person, will do things with knowledge, with wisdom. And the fool person will spread out his silliness. Kol arum yase bedas is at David. Talking about David HaMelech. Tuchsiv, when he was older and he was very cold and he needed someone to warm him. Vayomer lo avadav yivakshu ladoni HaMelech nara besula. He said, go ahead and get from my master, the king, a young woman, a young lady. So we've spoken. Now what happened was this one woman, Kol man the Hava Librata Isinaile. Anyone who had a daughter would bring because they know for in order to have a wife, that's what they wanted. So they wanted to pick the one. Uxil Yofazi Velas, he throws out some sort of net. Zeachashverosh. What does he do? He throws out his silliness. And he set up Pikidim to do what? Kol man da, in order to gather all the women. By saying gathering all the women, everyone knew that really, they were gonna be violated until finally he found which wife was gonna be hidden. So Kalman Dahava Librata Itmiramine, and one of the daughter ended up hiding his daughter and not bringing it, so he messed himself up. Next part it says Ish Yehudi, Haya Bashushan Abira, Ish Yemini, Maika Amar, what's Pshat that it says Ish Yehudi, Haya Bashushan Abira? And the pasuk goes through like a ton of lineage. It says, the Ushmo Mordechai, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ishimini. Why are you going so far back? My comrade, what's going on? Eli, if you're coming to be check his lineage, then Liachse Leza Ben Yamin. Just keep going up to the Hip Ben Yamin. Why do you stop only by Ishimini? Ella Maishna Hani says, what are these three?
that's coming to tell you something. Tana Kulan al Shmonikru. All of them are about him himself. Ben Yair, Ben Shahir, name shall he sell tefilas. So he lit up the Jewish people with his tefilas. That's number one. Number two, Ben Shimi, Ben Shishama el tefilas. So he was listened, his tefilas were listened to. That's two. And Ben Kish, Shehikish al Shari Rachamim, Veniftarulo. He knocked on the doors of Rachamim, Davin to Hashem, and they were opened, that his tefilas were listened to. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. The Gemara does continue on, but we're going to, as always, we're going to stop now. I wish all y'all a great, great day.